Good morning. Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your first and last name, please?
It's Heather Halfordy.
Thank you. One moment, please, if you don't mind, so I can attempt to locate your account. And I'm still searching. One moment, please, if you don't mind. Okay, thanks for holding. I do have the link pulled up. And you say your first name was Heather?
Yes.
Thank you. And spell your last name for me, please.
Halfertry.
Thank you. Okay, I do have an account pulled up. And then verify for me, please, your shipping address and your email address, please.
It's eheather1979@aol.com. My email.
Okay, look, I have a Gmail account. You provided a Gmail account? You provided a Gmail account?
I don't remember even doing this. That's why I'm calling.
Do you have a Gmail account?
Yeah, it's heatherhalfordy0@gmail.com.
Okay, yes, that's the information that I have. And then your shipping address as well?
3545 State Road 1.
Yes, in Butler, Indiana.
Yes.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. That is the information that I have. And it looks like you ordered a weight loss supplement, the cleanse, which is designed to cleanse your body of the antioxidants stored in the body fat. And then the keto is designed to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite.
All that I ordered was the keto send, and all I paid for was the shipping on that, and that was like $6 some odd cents. I didn't order anything else.
Okay, I definitely understand. It looks like what happened when you ordered the weight loss supplement, you signed up for a trial. You tried the product before you buy it. Day 14, if you don't call in to cancel, then you would be billed for the product and then play on a recurring program where you receive the product every 30 days up until you call in to cancel.
Well, I don't want the product.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you had a chance to try it?
Yeah, and it don't work.
Okay, well, I definitely understand. And I know with it being something new that you've tried, sometimes it does take a little longer to see the results in your system. Now, I can extend out your next shipment, give you more time to use the product. You do have a 30-day supply.
No, thank you.
No, okay. Even if I'm able to provide you with a 50% discount, that's our employee rate.
No.
No, okay. And then 75% off, I could place you on a brief hold and see if I can get that approved for you. That's the supervisor's rate.
No, I don't want this at all. No. I didn't know I was buying this part. I thought I was getting is the one bottle and that was it for.
Oh, I see. Okay, no problem. Allow me to place you on a brief hold just so I can close out everything for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. One moment, please. Okay, thank you so much for holding. I have canceled out the account for you. Now, you will receive email confirmation also that the account is closed.
Okay.
Okay.
And will this be taken off my account?
I can't do anything about the charge, but what I did do, I made sure that your account was canceled so you won't receive May shipment and thereafter.
Yeah, but I don't want this charge either.
Okay.
I didn't ask for this charge.
I understand. Based on the terms and conditions, we do have a strict policy in reference to the terms and conditions. Again, I can't do anything about the current charge, but because you were placed on a recurring program, I was able to at least cancel out the account. So you
I didn't sign up for the recurring program, though.
Yes, that information.
I signed up for the free bottle.
Yes, that information was disclosed in the terms and conditions. See, what you received was a 30-day supply. You just had 14 days to try it. Had you called in actually to cancel, then we would have told you to keep the product complimentary, and we would have canceled the account to make sure you won't be billed for the 30-day supply that you have.
So you guys basically fucked me.
No, I wouldn't say that, but I mean,
yeah,
I definitely.
I don't even have no fucking email from you guys saying that. I have nothing from you guys.
That information would be on the website where you first placed the order.
And like I said, I don't even have the website or nothing of you guys.
Yes, so we're just assuming that, you know, the customers have read over the terms and conditions and they're fully aware of what they signed up for.
But I'm not getting no more pills. All they got is the one bottle.
Right. What you have is a 30-day supply. You just have 14 days to try it. Had you called in, actually...
So I charged $92.90 for this one bottle.
Yes, it is a 30-day supply.
Actually, plus the $6, so over $100 for one bottle.
What you first paid was the shipping and handling to receive it. And then, yes, you were billed because your trial ended.
But this bottle's not even empty. It's not even a full bottle.
No, you have a 30-day supply.
Yeah, but it don't work. So what's the point in it?
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that you.
I did not authorize the $92.90 off my account. I did not authorize that.
You actually did when you.
No, I did not.
When you ordered the product, the terms and conditions again.
I want
are
my
$92.90. Okay, I can't provide you with
that. I want my $92.90.
I'm sorry, I can't provide you with a refund. I canceled the account.
I'll then your manager.
Okay. The manager is going to disclose the same information that I did.
Well, I would like to talk to your manager, because if not, then I'm going to dispute it with my freaking bank, because I'm not paying the $92.90.
Okay. And then what your bank will do, they will provide you with a temporary refund.
They're going to dispute it, and I'm going to get my money back, because you guys are screwing other people out there.
Well, that's not true, and I'm sorry you feel that way. What will happen is
your bank
will provide you with a temporary refund, but then once we disclose the terms and conditions, they're going to take the refund back, and then they're going to tell you to contact us. And because you would have already disputed the charge, then we wouldn't provide you with a refund at all. Now, what I can do is a courtesy.
Can I talk to your manager?
Okay, no problem. What I can do as a courtesy, the system now will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and at least credit 50% back to the account.
50%?
I could at least do that.
But you're going to credit me, what, $50-some?
Hold on. Let me check and see how much it would bill. One moment. Okay, you were billed $92.90. So, yes, it would be 50% of that amount.
So, you owe me $46.46.
Correct.
What about the 75% you're willing to give me a second ago?
That was the standard program. But I can place you on a brief hold and speak with... corporate and find out if I'm able to at least give you a 75% credit.
All right.
Okay. Hold on for one moment if you don't mind.
Yep.
Thank you.
Your dad told me to watch that.
Yes?
These don't feel like they don't freaking work. It's not what I wanted. I wanted the keto one shot. You talk about $90 for one freaking bottle? That's no way I'm paying $90 for a bottle. $99 for one freaking bottle. There's no way.
I haven't forgotten about you. I'm still waiting for a response. One moment, please.
It's just not possible.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. I did get approval to provide you with a 75% credit. That credit will be applied back to your MasterCard that ends in 7. That ends in 7279. Your bank or credit card company takes about 3 to 5 business days to process it.
Okay. So I'll get 75% back, so I will be getting home.
I'm just going to round up and credit $47 back to the account. Let's see.
That's not 75%. $47.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. No, I was thinking, I was still thinking the 50%. I'm sorry. Hold on for 1 second. All right. 75 times. One moment. Okay. You were charged $92.90. Okay. So that'd be $67.67. And I'll round up and credit $70 back to the account.
$70?
Correct.
All right. I'm good with that. I'll take that.
Okay. You're all set. Is there anything else I can
assist
you with?
And then you do add me where I'm no longer going to be charged ever again from that?
No, I canceled out the account before I even credit it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that.
No problem. Glad I was able to help. This is how most trials work. The product is free, only free for a certain amount of time. And if you don't call in to cancel, you'll be billed.
I don't know how you're supposed to call and cancel if you don't have the information to call and cancel, but okay.
But you're all set. All right.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, oh, you're welcome. And thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.